What it is, what it was, cuz it's your boy Her Burrito, and you are in the late night dab chat with your boy at the parlor with Potter. Today is Manic Mondabs, August 27th, going into a Token Tuesday, August 28th, 2018. You already know. We're live on Toke TV and watching the classic Kevin Smith movie Clerks. We got Jay and Silent Bob in full effect right now. Jay just fucking snacking like a fucking, like a maniac, jacking shit over at the fucking Quick Stop. And Dante is still acting like a little bitch, and Randall just, you know, being Randall. And that's the section we're on right now. Videotape section. Vagary. Yeah, Jay and Silent Bob blazing out front. And that's what I'm going to do. Got this nice backwood. Got a spark right here.
Well, what about these two? These are the same two movies. You weren't paying any attention.
No, I wasn't.
I don't think your manager would appreciate it.
Appreciate your ruse, man.
Your ruse.
Well, this is the last time I rent here. Screw you!
Hey, you're not allowed to rent here anymore.
Yeah! That is hilarious. Classic movie, Kevin Smith. AKA Silent Bob. That motherfucker. He's dope. If you haven't seen this movie, it came out in the 90s. I may need a fact check. But even watching it here in 2018, still a great movie. It was made in black and white. And a lot of it consists of dialogue. Not a lot of action. But fucking hilarity. Ooh. So I'm just sitting back, keeping it cool. Enjoying this backwood. I got some wedding cake filled in there with a little hint of gelato. What's crazy is when you're blazing on Toke TV, you're compelled to blaze. But what's funny is you're not passing to no one. So you get yourself hella fucking steamed up and fucking litty city. But, ain't nothing wrong with that, though. So, yeah, this past weekend was a whirlwind. Saturday. What a day. Offsite meeting. We'll start it off with Madden's birthday. Good folk. Dube and his wife. Young Madden's birthday on Saturday. Taco Man. Filipino food. Good friends. Good company. Old and new faces. had to break away early to go to an offsite meeting with my company. And boss man and crew, we hit up the Dodger game against the Padres. We won that night. That was the night of the blackout. Dodgers versus Padres. What was that end score? I think it was 4-3 when it was all said and done. 12 innings. This movie's too funny. Let me get situated here. Take a quick again. Dab station break. You're at the parlor with Potter and friends. We'll get back into what went on this weekend. Aside from the Dodger game, there was a lot of drinking going on. And I got well trashed. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We'll be right back. Yee. Alright, we're back. I got my peak. I got some dabs. Right now I'm enjoying a cigarette. Fucking laughing my ass off. Fucking Rick Darius fucking clowning the shit out of Dante. That blunt was nice. I had to turn it down. I was just getting a little too steamy in my motherfucking brain right now. Slow down with a little bit of tobacco.
You're Rick Darius?
Rick Darius? So funny. Selling cigarettes to a minor.
Any person who sells or makes available tobacco or tobacco related products to persons under the age of 18 is regarded as disorderly.
What are you talking about?
Angry mother called the State Division of Taxation to claim that a Quick Stop employee sold her 4-year-old daughter a pack of cigarettes at 4 o'clock today. The New Jersey Division of Taxation called the Board of Health and sent me down to issue a fine. You claimed you were working here.
Damn.
Hence the fine is yours. The fine is doubled due to the incredibly young age of the child.
But I didn't sell any cigarettes to any kids.
Sell cigarettes to a 4-year-old?
You sell cigarettes to a 4-year-old?
That's sick, Dante.
But I didn't sell any cigarettes to any kids, I swear.
On the bottom. This summons cannot be contested in any court of law.
It's fucked up.
Before the due date will result in a charge.
Anyway, going back to our song, we fucking had a blast, had a great time, went to this brewery called the Golden Road Brewery right there by Dodger Stadium. Fantastic brews, great eats, cool fucking atmosphere. And there was this one cool little fucking thing outside by the smoking area. They had these solar panels that had fucking USB ports so you could charge your phone. Pretty dope.
Jesus, what next?
So anywho, yeah, fucking after all the drinking, we had some road sodas and red beers and a variety of beers. By the end of the night, I was pretty trash. I nursed my hangover all Sunday. So now we're back here on Monday.
When did you get home?
Rejuvenated, back in action, blazing in the late night. About to take a dab of this again. Mr. Dank. King Louie. Shattered. After this cig though, got a couple more drags. Talk TV is a little fucking dry tonight, but it just seems like that. It's just not picking up, in my honest opinion. I'm on the campaign of let's make Talk TV great again, but it's gonna take a lot more efforts, I believe. Motherfucking Jay and Silent Bob, let's fucking get it. Oof. One of the greatest character duos, I think, in my opinion, man. Kevin Smith came through with the fucking... the dynamic duo right here. Jay and Silent Bob. Here we go. We're gonna turn out that shit. We're gonna take a dab in this motherfucking King Lou from Mr. Dank in the Puffco Peak. Convenience. Normally you probably hear the torch blazing. But with the Puffco Peak, convenience. It's the all around experience on the Puffco Peak. Is where it's at. Nice and convenient. Double click to start. Get your heat on. Usually cold start it. They suggest for you to cold start it. Drop your dab in there. I like to just put the dab in and melt it down myself. Here we go.
We
bubbling. Cheers, you stoners. Let's go.
So you came here to what? To comfort me?
The last thing I needed was for you to think I was hiding something.
But you were!
No, I wasn't. Not really. I told you I've been seeing other people.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, Christ wanted to break down the aisle. I think that constitutes something more than just seeing somebody. I mean, what's going on?
The Puffco Peak.
I don't want to get married. I'm on the verge of graduation. I want to go to grad school after this, and then I want to start a career. I don't want to be a wife first, and then have to worry about what I'm going to.
The beauty of the Puffco Peak is just the all-around convenience and the whole dabbing experience. It's so convenient. I think that's... that was delicious. And that fast, I just took a dab. Traditionally, I'd be torching up. Rambling during the cool down time.
You have nothing to do with
it. Oh, you must.
And then
how full yourself you
are. Take the dab.
You're giving credit where credit's due, and I believe I'm the impetus behind your way.
That you just double tap the button and it heats up automatically for you. You can do a reheat. You can do a reheat, which is a double tap, which is an advanced move called sesh mode, which gives you an extra 30 seconds. Puffco Peak. Ahead of the game. Top of the line. High tech drugs for high tech thugs. Hashtag that. Oh, man. Well, if you made it this far, you already know what to do. Like, share, subscribe, rate, review. All that bullshit we do. You're at the party with Potter and friends. Yes, yes, y'all. We're coming to an end of this podcast. It's motherfucking getting late, and I am fucking hella lit. We gotta cut this short. You are at the parlor with Potter and friends. I appreciate y'all for coming through. We'll get more extensive fucking raps and chats in the coming days. We got a lot to talk about. Holla at your boy, man. Fucking check out the Twitter, check out the motherfucking Instagram, the YouTube, and all that good stuff. It's your boy, Herberito, and you've been at the parlor with Potter.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.